Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we are going over the Emotional Safety Assessment. This is a wonderful tool that we use to help couples understand just how close they are, how easy it is to connect, and really, at the end of the day, what is the emotional safety level like in their relationship? So it's something you can go right to our website and you can take it as well. So check it out. It's going to be super interesting.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin.
And EJ's making fun of me for my perimenopause brain.
For your squirrel brain. You always had a little bit. So I call Tara a squirrel because, like, as she's messing with our sign right there.
Oh.
because this morning, multiple times, like, she would ask me a question, I would start to answer it, and then she would move on to another subject before I was like four words in, because she's always squirreling away. She's always going on different directions very quickly.
This is our perfect podcast then for this topic.
Yes.
So we just put out on our website, if you go to relationshiprenovation.com, there's now this free emotional safety assessment quiz, questionnaire, whatever you want to call it. And we give this to our couples at the beginning, middle, and end of their journey with us, whether that's through the coaching, through EJ and I, or our counseling center. And what it does is it shows you how much emotional safety you have in your relationship and or how much you don't have, and then building towards emotional safety. And so we really wanted, now that we have this on our website and it's free and people might be very interested in, like, ooh, what's the level of our emotional safety? Each person takes it individually. We thought, let's model it. Let's go through it. We love doing that. So we can model what it looks like and feels like. Again, our numbers are going to be a little bit higher only because—
Because we're incredibly connected.
Because we practice what we preach. And it's okay that if your numbers are low too. The idea is we're going to use this as a baseline to see where we are, our strengths are, and where we could feel more deeply connected and more emotionally safe. Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, one of the interesting parts of this is it's an assessment that we do with couples. And each of you have, you're not taking it together, sort of. Like, you know, one of the things is you might even, if you go to our website and do it, you want each to take it separately.
Right, that's how we have
and
it.
And then get your score and then talk about it, because that's one of the interesting things is when maybe one person might have a totally different feeling around their emotional safety, around their connection, around how easy it is to get the other person's attention. Mm. And the other person might have a totally different vibe about it. And that's, yeah. And that could be triggering. So be aware of that. But it's also just like great data, you know, it's like great information to know, like, yeah, are we seeing our relationship the same way?
And again, I just have to, like, you cannot use this tool as like a way to weaponize or get into more of a disagreement. This is purely like, where are we at? How could we get better? We have so many podcast episodes focused on building emotional safety. It's like our number one thing, whether that's creating emotional safety in our workplace and or for the couples. That's our jam.
Absolutely.
And with further ado.
And it's something that, like, we have been dedicated and put a lot of work into our relationship, because there's definitely been times where Tara has told me, like, I don't feel safe in this relationship. I don't feel safe in this moment when you react this way. And it's been something that I've really struggled with. Like, what do you mean you don't feel safe? Like, and a lot of there's one partner oftentimes that doesn't get it and is like, what in the world? And this is going to break it down into some interesting, like, little subcategories that I think might help it make sense to the partner who's like clueless about it. Like, sometimes I was, even as a therapist, sometimes was like, what are you talking about? How am I not safe?
Do you know, EJ, that this will be interesting. We did this like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. How'd it go?
It's in one of our podcast episodes. It'll be interesting to see if, like,
yeah, if we can go back.
Anyway,
and see where
so
we're
let's
at.
Just start it
okay.
off. So it's 13 questions. I would say it takes like what, maybe less than 4 minutes online to complete it. Obviously, like, we're going to go through, not in depth, but we're going to just add a little more flavor to it to help it feel more
spicy.
So why don't you start with one and then you answer and then I'll do it.
Okay. So the first question and the emotional safety assessment.
And it's a 0 to 5 scale. 5 is agree, 0 is disagree. So know that the higher the number, the more emotionally safe you feel in the relationship for that question.
Okay. So the first one is, it's easy to get my partner's attention.
I'm just laughing because I'm scared.
That's a big one for me and a trigger for me.
It's okay. I can hear you. I can hear it. I'm okay.
You know, I'm going to can we do points or is
do
it
whatever
just like
you want. 3.25? Yeah, there's no right.
Well, you can't. We have to stick with what our, because on the quiz online, you can't do like a 3.5 or a 3.25. Yeah. So I'm just going to round to where it is. I'm going to say a 3.
Okay.
EJ, a 3. It's easy. It's about a 3 in getting your
attention. For me, it's easy to get your attention. I'm going to say like a 4 to 5. You're very responsive.
Okay. What am I, a 4 or 5? You can't give me a 5.
Okay, a 4. I can do whatever I want to do. Okay. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, clearly that's the truth. So it's easy to get my partner's attention.
That's the first question.
I mean, that's just all about like in a moment where you need your partner's attention, or there's something you want to get across to them. Do you find it challenging to get their focus? You know, I mean, that's with us, like that can be a challenge sometimes because Tara, I think a lot, some of this has to do with your anxiety. Some of it is just you're like, Your brain is just like, you're quick, like you're moving from thing to thing to thing. Like this morning, you know, getting ready because we had to get here early for a podcast and the kids and all that. And she is just like, she's done like 10 things before I've done 2 things, you know. And so it's hard to get her attention, in my opinion.
But what's important is because we have that emotional safety built, EJ can say like, T, I need your attention right now.
This is an important time.
And I'll be like, I got you. So it's not like so he just supports me in it because I do have squirrel brain and it's okay. Okay. Question
two. Okay, question number 2.
My partner prioritizes our relationship. Man, that's so hard because we're just together all the time. But I would say I'm going to give you a 4.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like we have so much going on, but that I'm always at the center of like what's most important. Like even when you're busy and doing 1,000 things, like I know if I came to you and said, I'm really needing this, you would be like, awesome. Like we're going to start taking salsa lessons on our lunch break hour because we literally have no other time to do it. And I really want to learn salsa.
Me too.
And you are like, absolutely, let's do it. And on Monday at 2 o'clock.
What a time for a date. I'm going to give you a 4 as well. I mean, I think that, I'll say like longitudinally, like when we are not making each other a priority, when, you know, like you bring attention to it, that is like super important. I think like execution sometimes we struggle with, but as far as just like overall our relationship being a priority, like I can count on you for that being important.
Thank you. Yeah. So that second question, my partner prioritizes our relationship, that doesn't quite mean like, oh, are they showing me like, you know, constant love and date nights? And it's almost like the feeling of it too. So like really talk about that. It can be subtle. Like although you and I don't have a ton of date nights and you're not like, hey, we have like an hour of quality time every day, I know your heart prioritizes our relationship, so that's what makes it feel safe. If I was like, hey, honey, I really do think we need a date night. Yeah. So just really like, it's a subtle piece. Like my partner prioritizes our relationship. Do you feel like your partner thinks you're like number one and your relationship is number one?
And I could see that with some couples being a really trigger question, because I could see how one person might go really low. I mean, I think there's times where you probably wouldn't have put me anywhere near a 4, you know? And at that point in my life, I think I would have been like, really like, what do you mean? You know, I do everything for this family. And so it's important to know, like in doing an assessment like this, that you have to like really work to being open to your partner's responses, even if they're not, they're things that you disagree with or difficult to hear.
Because, and here's something we hear a lot of the time, like the person who maybe might be the breadwinner or like, you know, bringing all the finances, like, I absolutely prioritize our relationship. Like, I'm working so much for our family to make sure everybody's okay. And like, that's valid. Like, they're a priority. They feel like bringing home, supporting financially the family because that primary partner is a priority. And it can just feel different from you. So again, it's subtle.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Question All right. three.
Question number three, my turn again. I feel seen and heard by my partner. I mean, these are the tough ones, like, for...
I truly just be honest.
Well, you know, what makes these interesting, I think it makes it interesting for us, but it also makes it interesting for couples out there, is it a question like that not only hits into just, like, the dynamic between the two of us, but it also feeds into, like, my triggers, right? Because my trigger is, like, I will really, like, it's important for me to feel seen and heard. And so I'm aware, and I've become more aware of that, like, some of that I have a sensitivity around this. So I feel seen and heard. I'm going to go with a three again, because I know you're working towards it, and it's something that's important. But I think, like, there are a lot of times where I feel like, hey, how do I get you?
I know, I totally hear that. Yeah, I know that's something I could work on. Yeah. For me, I feel seen and heard by my partner. I would say I'm going to go 3-2.
Wow, interesting.
Were you expecting higher or lower?
I was expecting higher, but that's all right. I can hear it. I'm curious.
I just think, like, because you go into your, like, internal... mind sometimes, that. And that I have to kind of be the person like, hey, honey, we really have to make sure we have our protected time. Like, I feel like sometimes maybe it's more...
Ooh, I could see that.
...evident for me in that way. Yeah. And so...
Because sometimes the things that you ask for, you have to ask for them multiple times.
Yes.
And so I could see how that would make you feel not heard for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, that might be more like, I think I see you. Sometimes maybe I hear and then I don't remember, or I get distracted, which is interesting. Like, I got a little, I'm like a squirrel sloth.
Yeah.
Like an emotional sloth.
So there we go. So that's something we always say, hey, if you're like a 3 and lower, always look at that.
Yeah, because those are like the goal stars
also really quick. The goal is not to be a 5. Like, we've never had all 5s ever within couples that have done amazing work, but 4s and 5s are pretty good. But if you're a 3 and under, we always like, okay, how can we get better at that? So I know I'm going to work and be intentional about making you feel more seen and heard, and vice versa. Okay. Number 4, I trust, this is an important one. I trust that my partner will comfort me when I need it. Hmm. I absolutely am going with a 5 there for you.
You're wow.
Like, yeah.
Well, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
That feels so good.
I just know that, like, you're my guy. Like, if I need you, you will be there. You're the first person I call, I think of, even if it's you that I'm mad at. I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely give you, like, 5 stars, a 5, I feel.
That feels, like, really good.
Trust that my partner will comfort me when I need it. Oh, you're so good at comforting.
I'm going
to
go.
You used to not be so good, but you've gotten so much better. So just, it'd be, again.
I've softened.
Yeah.
I've softened. I've learned. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say I trust that my partner will comfort me when I need it. 4.
Okay.
I'm going to see.
I'm a little hurt that it's not a 5, well, but it's cool. I'm okay. I can handle it.
I mean, and I think this is, I mean, I'm taking my therapist brain into this and analyzing myself a little bit, but I think it's useful for others, is I think that I struggle to allow others to comfort me.
That's good.
Yeah. Like I have gained.
That's very true.
Massive confidence, especially in the last, like, year, really. In that you will, and that the times where I thought you wouldn't, like, I learned actually you absolutely will, but there's just a part of me that has difficulty trusting that I can get it from anyone else other than myself.
Yeah. No, and that's so huge for so many people. I'm so glad you said that.
Like, it's hard. Like, I just don't. I feel like it's, like, sort of weak or something. And so it's hard for me to even let you know. I blamed it on you. Mm, I blamed, like, oh, I don't get comfortable.
She can't handle it.
Because she can't handle it. And it was really like, I struggle to get it.
I love that you brought that in. So you're going to look at this question from both sides. Like, I trust that my partner will comfort me when I need it. Like, oh, well, is this person nurturing or can I count on them? And or how willing am I to allow others to comfort me? Because that's vulnerable. I love that you brought that in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Are we ready to go into the next?
I can't wait.
Five, this is all about attunement here. My partner knows when I need them to come close. That's you first.
Yeah, I'm going three. And again, though, I take a lot of ownership for this because I just like, I don't open up in that way. I don't let you know. And so like if the expectation was that you were going to be a mind reader, and I think that this is important, like we're coming into this with a high level of self-awareness because we've been ruthless with ourselves and each other over the years. Mm-hmm. And so I would have absolutely years ago scored this low and then blamed you for most of it. And right now, like I'm saying, like, you know, my partner knows when I need them to come close. You are attuned and you see it, especially when it's stress around like finances and stuff. You've become highly attuned to that and you do come close. But there's a lot of times where you just don't know. And it's because like, how could you?
Yeah. You're still working on,
I'm definitely
working on being vulnerable with me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. I trust that it'll be okay. And I know that you keep getting more vulnerable every time, so it's okay, hun.
Yeah.
So as you know, if you're an avid listener or you get our newsletter, that we recently just started our coaching program. And so we've had a lot of discovery calls. And what we've noticed is there's not just one size that fits all.
So we took all of the information that we received when we met with these couples in these discovery calls, and we created three separate tiers.
What we just created feels like the most accessible for any couple, and that is now the Relationship Renovation At Home podcast membership.
So the At Home podcast membership is going to work through Patreon. So you'll sign up for a Patreon membership, and with that, you're going to get the couple's manual, and you can either get that printed version or you can get a downloadable version. And for each lesson in it, there's going to be an exclusive podcast episode that you can listen to before or during the time that you're working on it. Beyond the videos, there's going to be a monthly live Q&A that Tara and I host. And during that time, you'll just have the opportunity to ask questions, to get clarity on issues that maybe you and your partner are struggling, but it's going to happen every single month and you're going to be a part of it.
We get to support you through that journey in a very affordable way.
So then the next level is the certified coach package. And what that's going to include is 2 75-minute sessions a month. That's just you, your partner, and the coach. Access to a private Slack channel to receive coaching Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. You can pose questions. You can throw up struggles you're having, and you'll get coaching during the week. And full access to the podcast membership. And now the final tier of our three tiers is the Founders Premium Package. That is working privately with just Tara and myself. You meet with us twice a month for 75 minutes in which we help work you through the couple's manual, which you'll also receive a hard copy of. You'll have a private Slack channel where Tara and I will be interacting with you between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. And as with every package, you'll have access to the podcast membership.
We've been working with couples in this model for over 10 years. We really go in depth to each of these lessons, and there's 31 lessons, by the way. So it takes most couples 6 to 9 months, just so you have an idea of what that looks like and how long the process will be. However, you will know when you've met your goals. So for some couples, they might need a membership for 6 months, for some 9 months, for some maybe longer. Regardless of if you decide one of these tiers fits you or you just decide to listen to our podcast free of charge, we're just so happy to be creating more accessibility to help your relationship thrive. That is our hearts. That is our passion. So thank you for trusting us. Again, reach out. We love hearing from you.
And if you have interest in any of these packages, right now the easiest thing to do is just to email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Just let us know what you're interested in, what you want to do, and we'll get back to you and help you out.
My partner knows when I need them to come close. EJ, I would say I would say you're pretty good. I'm going to say a 4. I think you're really good at like acknowledging when I'm anxious or starting to feel overwhelmed, and you're very much, you come in and you support me most of the time. There's times when you're irritated by it. Totally get it. That's totally fine, because I'm constantly like in my narrative of like, this is so much.
That's been like the learning curve for us around this question, is that like the times that you need me to come close are sometimes your affect says go away, or yeah, I'm mad at you, or it's, you know. And so I've learned like I have to go close to you in the times where you're pushing me away.
Yeah.
But you're getting better though, that because you used
to softening like, around. Yeah. Because I get anxious and then I get rigid and then it looks like I'm angry.
Well, and then we used to have this thing where like I would know you want me to come close, and then, and this still happens, and I have this like, I'm really working on this like. And then I go like physically to get close to you, and you startle mm-hmm. when I touch you. And then I feel really rejected, and I got to get over my own stuff around that, because it's like,
yeah,
because I even in my mind, like at times have like blamed you and said like, she's startling on purpose. Like, oh. She knows, like she's doing that just to let me know that she doesn't want me close when everything, you know. So yeah, this is a tough one for us. Even though you gave me a 4, like I feel like I still have work into getting better at coming close to you when you need it.
It's okay that I'm more advanced than you. I'm just kidding. Okay. So that was question 5. We're on number 6. I can, and again, these are all of the questions that are on our emotional safety assessment that we give to our couples at the beginning, middle, and end. And the cool thing is you can take this as any time. Maybe you take it the first time, you're like, wow, we're going to like really talk about this and we're going to set couples goals. You don't even have to go to a couples therapy or coach. And then you take it maybe a couple months later. Number 6, I can ask for emotional support from my partner when I feel distressed. I'm going to say 5. I can
wow.
definitely, I feel when, if I'm feeling emotionally distressed, 100% I can go to you and tell you that I need you.
See, this is hard. Like, and maybe this is like part of my own like self-critical brain, is like this question again, I don't go to, because I think the question is I can, like I'm able, like you will, like, because if I say I can ask for emotional support from my partner when I feel distressed, if it was just like you, I would probably give you a 5. But when I think of can I, like I can, like I have the ability to go for you when I need emotional support, I want to give myself a 2.
Okay. That's okay though. This is like, yeah, a part of this is like, where can I grow?
Yeah.
Like, where can we grow? Yeah. And how do we do it together?
Like,
so
like,
I know that this is still hard for you. So
I don't even know.
Reminding you, like, I really want to be there for you when yeah. you're feeling distressed, honey. And I know it's really hard for you to open up, but we're working on this so we can get to like
yeah.
a 4.
I mean, again, like I don't even know a lot of times that I'm in emotional distress.
Well, that's why I'm here, babe.
to put me into emotional distress as frequently as possible.
No, to remind you that you might be in your just unconscious mind is, but your conscious mind is like, no, I'm totally good. Okay, we're moving on to question 7.
All right, 7.
Do we want to say anything more about I can ask for emotional support?
No, I think it's, you know, it's a combo of like, did you feel like there's like an open road? But then there's also the part of it where it's like, am I willing?
Yeah.
Can I? Like, can yeah. I recognize it? I yeah. mean, that's a big thing with a lot of the men I work with, is like identifying their feelings. Like I was working with this couple like the other day, and it's like everything is so cognitive with this guy. And he's like a sweet, nice guy, but it's like everything is up here. And so,
yeah.
And it's a hard thing. And there's women like that as well. Like where it's just like, mm-hmm. some of us just have these real breakdowns and or roadblocks, you know?
Yeah.
So no. Can I read the next one?
Absolutely.
Number 7.
Lucky 7.
This is good stuff for us. Even when we disagree, I know we will find a way to resolve our differences. I'm going to go hard 5.
I'm 5 too.
I feel, and a lot of work. A lot of work went into that. A lot of work. I think both
but
of
we're
us.
There.
Yeah, but it. Like both of us, like at times, were like, I think I always believed a little more we were going to make it through it.
Yeah.
I think that in the crisis moments, mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for you, but it my story was, you were closer to the door than I ever was.
Right. I mean, I just know that when we disagree, we used to not have the skills to like resolve it, even if we still had our own perspectives or whatever. Now I know like we can agree to disagree, accept each other, and move through it, not just sweep it under the rug.
My disagreement hangovers are almost gone.
Wow.
So it used to take me days.
So know that this question, even when we disagree, I know we will find a way to resolve our differences, doesn't mean one is like, oh, okay, I'll just like side with you now or giving in. It's that you're still able to maintain your sense of autonomy and have your differences, but that it will be okay.
Yeah.
And then it's safe to have that.
And I also want to really normalize that most couples who come into our center, into our coaching, even go to our website, most people are going to score low on this one. And that's okay. And that is normal. And we've seen people, we've been those people who've been ones and now we're feeling like fives. So like it is normal if you score low on this one.
All right. Number eight, my partner reassures me when I'm feeling insecure. This is so subtle because... Okay, so let's just stick with the question first. My partner reassures me when I'm feeling insecure. I'm going to go with, this is going to be hard to hear, EJ, but three.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm a 3-2.
3-2. So this is not like if I'm just like feeling like, let's just say having a bad body image day. Reassuring me isn't like, honey, you look beautiful. Like you're beautiful just the way you are. Like that doesn't reassure me. That's just like, oh, you're not hearing me at all. When you're like, wow, I can see that you're really struggling today and this is something that's really hijacked you. Oh, that feels good. Because then I'm like, yes, like I just feel like so insecure in my body today. So many people want to make their partners feel better by saying, no, honey, you don't look, you look fine in that or you shouldn't feel that way. And actually it just does such a disservice because instead of reassurance, now I'm like, am I crazy for feeling that way? But I know that I have anxiety. I know I have insecurity and I just want someone to validate that. I don't want you to change it. I want you to accept it. And I know that we can both get better in that area. That's why I do say I'm a 3.
Yeah.
No, how I about
think,
for you?
I'm same. I think it's very similar, as like, but in a totally different aspect of our lives. That when things feel out of control, when things feel like existentially scary, you know, we talk a lot about it here. So you guys hear me talk about like how finance is a big weight that I feel. And like you kind of do a similar thing that
you're
I do where you're like, just, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
We're going to make it. And I like, it's just like, that's like telling somebody who's like scared of a snake, like snakes aren't scary. They're fine. They're
you're
fine.
Right,
it's like,
honey,
it's
you're
still
right.
Scary.
I do that. Because I think for me, it's scary too. So I make it into my own little... Yeah, I make it about me, and I can't in those moments. Yeah. I have to be like, wow, I see that you're really...
So we got work here. And that's what the great thing about this assessment is. It shows you, like, where's the work?
Yeah. Number nine.
It is easy to connect with my partner.
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
We got that shit. Now, when you're looking at this or feeling it is easy to connect with my partner... To me, I think like, are there eggshells there all of the time? Or is it just like, hey, hon, we got to really talk about this. Does it feel like we've got this solid core friendship base, that connection piece? Even if we have our struggles with like intimacy or parenting or whatever it might be, like, can we connect with each other and always have that like base of respect and connection? So that's when I think of that question, that's what I think of.
When I just think of it with that question with you, I just think like, I love you. Like when I,
thank you, Weird.
Like when I look at you, like I'm just like this. I mean, she's just, I love her. I just, you know, and that connects me to you is just like, I just think you're cute, funny, weird.
Even in my squirrel moments.
Even in your squirrel moments.
Now you're squirrel sloth. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, we're hitting 10.
Number 10, I can trust and confide in my partner. For me, I would say a 4. I feel like there's still some things that I get nervous about, maybe because I'm caretaking you, because I know that you have a lot of stress around like finances and our business and everything like that. And so I'm like, do I really want to tell him that our lights need replaced outside in the back? I'll put it on the board, but So I feel like there's still a four. It's still really good. I can trust and confide, but there's still parts of me that caretake you. So that part is, that's me. That's my work to do.
Okay. This is a funny one. I have to go gut, right? I have to go gut. Okay. That's what's the hard thing is, like, when you give your partner a rating on this, because you're kind of rating your relationship, you're rating your partner, you're rating yourself. So I feel like insecure telling you this, but like, I'm going to say three.
Okay.
But I want to like say like, it's interesting. The really big stuff, totally feel it. It's weird. It's like the little things, like, can I say this?
Yeah, I mean, you're here. We're here.
You struggle with secrets, or like you don't know when there's like implied secrets. Like if I like tell you, I tell something and then you like tell the kids or something, or like, I don't know, like there's like little ways, because Tara just is like, gets really excited.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just like share something. I'm like, well, why did you tell them that?
You're right. It's
that?
True.
And it's never about big things. Like, I know if you know, like, hey, this is a big thing, don't tell. But it's like little tiny things.
Yeah.
I don't totally trust, because I know you just might get excited and just like tell somebody
at
Trader Joe's.
It's so true. Look at me at Christmas.
I know.
Like people,
gifts.
Yes, there's exactly, there's no surprises. That's why I wait until the last minute to do it, because otherwise everybody would know everything. Okay. So I can trust and confide in my partner. I really think about what that means. And like with the bigger things, like EJ and I are a higher rated, but it's like little things. So that still keeps us at a three or a four. Again, knowing that I have to be able to take the emotional risks to say E. Outside, we've got two lights that need replacing. I know you're super stressed right now, and I just wanted to put it out there because I don't want to walk on eggshells with you. Bam. Yeah. There you go. All right, 11. We're almost done.
Mine
we have
is
a
like,
more
oh,
questions.
I have a zit on my back. I don't trust you. Won't tell everybody at work that I have a zit on my back.
Oh, I got you. I promise.
Guess what
I
happened this morning?
All right, number 11. I feel a strong connection to my partner even when we are apart. Five.
Yeah, totally five. And I mean, that part of it with us is like we've always had to navigate short periods of being apart because of just logistic things in our life.
Yeah.
And we have some good systems around staying connected.
Yeah.
I feel very connected. Sometimes the struggle for us is like when we're apart and then we come back together, and that navigating thing is a little wonky, but definitely can stay connected to you even when we're apart. Even when
and
we're
I
apart
wonder
like,
if it's because we're
you
just,
call me like seven times
I know.
In like a half hour period when we're like between
well,
work
I was gonna
and
say
the house.
Like we're always together. So when we are apart, I'm like, oh, I'm like missing my
I'm like it's
third
a fourth
arm.
Time she's called in the last 15 minutes. Like, wow.
I feel a strong connection to my partner even when we are apart. I love that question. Yeah. It feels like even if there's struggles, because we all have our struggles, but that you can have that connection and like sense of home base almost when you're apart. I love that. So yeah, did we both give each other a five?
100%.
Perfect.
All right. Next one. I get to read this one. I trust my partner cares about my feelings, needs, wants, and fears. I 100% trust that Tara cares about my feelings, needs. I absolutely trust that.
And I trust EJ, I'm a 5'2", that you care about my feelings, needs, wants, and fears.
Now, here's an interesting thing about this question, people, is we trust in that. Do we struggle with execution at times? Sure.
For sure.
Sure. But we've built that trust. And this, again, might be a place where couples who are just coming into our ecosystem might score themselves low.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when you come into coaching, into therapy, that's why they're thinking about like, can this work? Because they don't trust that.
Yeah.
And that's sad. Like that's a sad place to be in your relationship when this person who you want to give your heart completely to or you have at some point and now you don't totally trust that they care about your needs, your feelings, your desires, right? So again, be gentle with each other around that one.
And I love it because it so leads into this final question, number 13. I feel safe taking emotional risks with my partner.
That's a total like... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm still at a four. I know that I'm preventing myself from taking more emotional risks depending on environmental stressors, but that's just my caretaking mode. But I think four is pretty high anyway. Like me asking for salsa lessons during like a busy work week at two, that was an emotional risk. And you were like, yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Fun.
Sounds great.
You gonna let me lead?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel safe taking emotional risks with my partner. EJ, what would you rate it?
I'm gonna say a 4 as well.
Yeah.
Because that to me, that's like an overall big thing. Like we've identified where, like, you know, kind of my own struggles are, where like how that fits into like your brain,
yeah,
and all. But I know overall, like,
yeah,
I do feel safe taking emotional risks with you. Now, do I struggle with execution at times? Yeah, but I'm working on it, and I know that you are also have developed a lot of patience and awareness around my work, which makes it more safe. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so that's it. That's it. I mean, that's
those are the 13 questions, yeah, that are.
It's great. It's just a fun, interesting way to go through you and your partner. And so this is like, I'm so excited and proud of this. This is the thing where, like, literally you can right now go to relationshiprenovation.com. It's the first thing that's going to pop up. It's a pop-up on our homepage, and you can take that quiz. It'll score it for you. And then we wrote like an interpretation, like sort of a one page, like, based upon your answers.
Yeah.
Here's probably what's going on in your relationship. Yeah. Here's maybe the strengths. Here's your areas of growth.
Yep.
It's just, I'm super proud of it because I think it's like a cool thing and it's an easy thing for you to do.
And now you have this podcast attached to it. So if you want to sit down with your partner and discuss the experience of it in the way we kind of did, it's like so fruitful because now I know the things I'm going to pay attention to are taking the emotional risks, making sure that my husband, EJ, feels seen and validated, right? I'm also going to work on not caretaking as much because that just keeps us from being more vulnerable. Like, those are my top 3 things. I'm sure there's more, but that I'm taking away from this. So I know, like, in a few more months when we come back to this and revisit it, hopefully maybe those 3s are now maybe a 4.
Yeah.
Again, the idea is not to be at a 5. And we would love to hear from you, or if you need more support or just any questions around the emotional safety assessment, just go ahead and send us an email at podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. That's podcast, PODCAST, at relationshiprenovation.com. Yes.
And this was fun, Tara. I had a great time.
I did too. Yeah. I feel like we're doing really well. I mean, yeah, if we did this years ago, it would have
just been very different. And that's the whole thing, couples out there, like, no, like,
it's skills.
It's skills. And this is a great way to start and an entryway to getting up that, you know, that range.
And it's one of the tools we use to, like, help develop the goals for couples coming into the coaching or counseling section. We're like, okay, it's the first thing our couples do,
yeah,
is the emotional safety assessment. So we can identify where are the areas that they need to build emotional safety. If you don't have it yet, that's okay. Yeah. It's all good. We didn't, and we're here now.
Yeah. And there's a ton of podcasts that we have in our catalog that are, you know, if you just do a search through emotional safety,
yeah,
in our catalog, you're going to find we have multiple podcasts on how to build all of these skills.
Yes, we do. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. Again, we love hearing from you. Thank you for giving us reviews and ratings. We love it. We wish we could respond to our podcast listening audience, but you're not able to. But I'm responding right now with just saying thank you. The reviews are absolutely incredible. So if you feel like this was helpful, make sure you share it with a friend, review us. We love your love. As always, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?